give me pictures of Spider-Man.
I don't know how to read.
At that point, not without beer, you gotta come back with something.
The sauce is the boss.
Put some fucking headphones in!
You are listening to the Tuesday Ketchup.
It is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, and you're listening to the Tuesday Ketchup. It's a Nateless episode, so the music's already been hit because I'm not going to find the claps this episode. The boys are just buzzing and hanging. It's a Fredrickson versus Stubing two-on-one, dude. We're Eiffel Towering you with history, knowledge, and
science.
We're going to
talk science the whole episode, Matt.
I don't even have Shoe Nice to back me up today.
Matt, welcome to an hour lecture with the Tuesday Ketchup. We're talking 5G. We're talking 4G. We're talking orgy. No, yeah, we're going to talk a lot.
We're talking birds aren't real. Frogs are gay.
Those are such baseline conspiracies. We were talking about the Boeing conspiracy this weekend. It's very fun. Can I tell you guys this? One of my favorite things to do is to temperature test the conspiracy level in a friend group. Like, if you haven't been around a group of people in a while, like, see kind of what their appetite for it is. It's like Joe and Sean were visiting, and I know that, like, they don't really get down with conspiracies the way that I get down with conspiracies. And I have unfortunately infected Lucy's mind, or even Lucy. If Lucy's got the dog scent now, or she goes, something smells fishy. You know what I mean? We both have that. Like, hey, everything's kind of adding up. I don't know about it. Like, people are passing away from heart diseases, whatever. Like, we kind of get like
a lot of sudden deaths.
So we were talking about the Boeing conspiracy, about how that, like, the whistleblower all of a sudden unalives himself with a bullet in his head in the car during an active trial where he was saying Boeing is using defective parts, like all these, like, you know, the plane doors are flying off, things are breaking. He basically was like, yeah, it was only a matter of time. They were using defective parts. And then suddenly he got so sad. Out of nowhere. I mean, nothing.
Yeah, like, I mean, that part of the Boeing conspiracy is pretty cut and dry to me.
That's what's so funny, though. It's like they, like, you never realize, like, they'll do it right in front of your face. So I kind of was dipping my toes in the water about it. I was laying the facts out one by one, or laying, like, the timeline out one by one, just seeing if one of them picked up. And it was so fun to hear one of them be like, no, that sounds pretty cut and dry. Like, that probably happened. I was like, yes, all right, we got him. I was like, now let's talk COVID. What do we think about what happened?
No, let's take Boeing further. Why are they letting their parts get defective?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I think it's a conversation to be had, though.
What, Harley, that's money, such a bloody dude, that's one of my least favorite conspiracy things, where they go, why would they do that? They go, I don't know. Something to think about. Like, well, that's not a conspiracy then.
It's a whole nother episode, I think.
That's my favorite part of conspiracy. I go, Dad, what's the goal of doing that? And he'll be like this. I don't know. It's like, well, then that's not a conspiracy. It's just a list of things that are happening. Like, the goal of them using defective parts was probably to save money. So they killed the guy who was going to cost them money in the long run.
It doesn't save you money in the long run because you lose your company image. It's these companies are too smart to, like, knowingly lose money, like, make that unstrategic a move.
Being part of a big company, I can say companies are not that smart. I can tell you that for a fact. They will be like, let's just kill that guy, and everyone, like, it's a quiet here's what happened. They were on a Teams meeting, it had gone quiet, it's all remote, three people had their cameras off, and finally someone just pipes up and goes, should we just kill the guy? And then it was silent. And they're like, yeah, okay, let's do it. All in favor? And they're like, all right. They're like, okay, well, I will get in touch with engineering and we'll get this guy killed, and let's circle back next week and kind of see how things landed out.
Right,
and then the next week they all got back on the Teams. They're like, so people found out we did it. And like, where do we go from here?
But if the corporate conspirators are actually just dipshit middle management.
Think about that, dude. You get a call on Saturday at your lake house and someone's like, yeah, they're talking about the defective parts. I go, okay, deal with it. And then the middle manager's like, I don't know, like, what, are you going to fire me? Kill him. Like, I don't, like, it's not us who's doing it. Like, the paper trail they'll send you down. You know those movies where, like in Toy Story, where all the toys would go into the airport and, like, all the baggage is flying over on escalators? Mm-hmm. Like, finding who did something in a corporate job is just like that. It's literally just chaos moving in every direction, and you just hope to God you grab the right paper trail and find it. It'll never happen, dude. It is a black box.
So, okay, so besides Boeing, what other conspiracies are out there? Because I feel so far removed that Craig isn't on. I don't, like, go to your house anymore where Craig was just, like, sitting on a computer. I don't really watch the news anymore. It's very depressing.
Some of the bigger conspiracies right now are like the reason they shut, like the reason everyone was having all those phone issues the last couple weeks is like they're testing out what's going to happen when you shut down the mass media. You got to test them. I'm like, I don't really believe that. I honestly just think like we have grown so dumb as a nation that like shit's just breaking and we have like seven people on the planet who know how to fix things and they're not paid enough and they don't really give a shit, to be honest with you. Everyone who knew how to do something is now the boss of six people who don't know how to do that job and they're too far removed to give a shit. Dude, if I got promoted from being the guy who's installing the towers to being the guy who's in charge of people installing the towers, I don't give a shit, dude. Some breaks doesn't matter to me. Because like in 2 weeks, you'll be back to normal. And as long as, and here's the other thing is like you get to your yearly performance review. As long as you've done good at your job in the last 60 days, you're going to get a freaking great performance review.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You had yours, right?
Yeah, I did. I did. And it went well because I did good the last 60 days. You've been
putting in at least 20 hours a week lately.
Dude, here's my Harley. Shut up. Don't do that. This is a public podcast. So you can talk shit on the Patreon about it. Okay. But as far as the public knows, I work very hard and very long. But my tip for anyone in an office longest. Job. Is when you, I work so hard. I worked and I said, wow, it's been a long day. When you're 60 days out from your performance review, sprint through the tape. Shut the video games off. Quit fucking around. Quit watching movies. Sprint through the tape. Camera on during the meetings. Shower. Wear your contacts if you wear glasses. Really present yourself as this like team player because recency bias. By the time you get your review, they're like, you were exceptional this year. Don't be the guy who starts your year off like New Year's resolution. I'm going to crush it at work because you'll burn out by August and your boss is going to be like, I feel like you're not as plugged into the group as you were before. And that's how you get a bad performance review. That's corporate tips with Chum. I'm going to start a TikTok channel of how to make money in the corporate world without doing fuck all.
I think that would be very part. Well.
Anyways, let's get off this. Vibes are very high. Had a great weekend, boys. Had a good old fashioned host down throw down at the Fredrickson Casa for a friend of the pod, Joe's birthday. Harley was in town for different reasons and swung by, which was nice. A nice little surprise. And then past host of the Tuesday Catch-Up, Gillis, stopped by as well. And they got to watch me have a complete meltdown in the kitchen, basically, because it's 5:30 p.m. on Friday. I have been working on the dough and all the ingredients for pizza. Which, sidebar, I got a lot of heat for eating a lot of pizza recently, and I want to make a statement. Mind your own fucking business. That's my statement from the camp of Hayden Fredrickson.
I'm sticking to it.
If you eat my pizza, I don't want to hear it. That's my statement. What is it? What is the guy who the bowling champion? Hate me or love me, you couldn't help but watch. All you could do was watch.
Who are you? I am.
That's literally me with the kid. You hate it. Hate me or love me. All you could do was watch. That's me in the kitchen making homemade pizza. you couldn't dream to make a butter crust the way I do.
There was one moment that was making me laugh so hard. You're notoriously anxious, especially when you have people at your house. You want to make sure everyone's like having a good time. And this is at the point where like, it's like, you could tell Hayden's stress level has peaked. The first pizzas are in. He's trying to make sure everything's lined up. And Tomato Boy Luke leans over. And he's like, Hayden, how are you going to make sure everyone has a good time? You could see the wheels start turning in Hayden's head and just knew we were fucking with him. It was
dude, so I did a mental head count of the room. I'm like, is anybody frowning? And why would they be frowning? Are they not having it? It was chaotic. And then I was torn between making Zalivers out of everybody, like really trying to help out. Trying to help everybody out like with that, and people were drinking my entire case of Zevia. You know what I mean? That's a cause of dilemma. I'm like watching my stock that I've filled over 2 months dwindle before my eyes. I'm happy everyone's having a good time, but I'm feeling a little selfish, you know? And I'm like, maybe give me some of those back. The Zocker Zeppers got cleaned out. And here's the thing about our friend group is that they will knowingly take from like, and it's a fun way, right? Like I will host, I will feed them, I will drink them, but they will take it, grab their plate, and then make fun of me to my face. Imagine a lunchroom in middle school where you go and get your food and you're like, thanks, fat ass, like to the lady serving food. Like, that's basically what they did. I served Gillis a plate of food that was like chef's kiss, like a variant of pizza, and he goes, couldn't go 3 days without it, huh? I was like, really? Like, that's not thank you, not it looks good, not it tastes good, just you couldn't go 3 days without pizza. But anyways, chaos has unbound us, and all of a sudden Harley gets there, and I hear, oh fuck, and I go, what? And I look, and Lucy goes, I just cut my finger bad, and I'm like, oh, like Harley opens the door, and Harley's notorious for kind of propping the door open. Cat's running around. We got an anxious cat. We got a dog. We got a tot. Like, things are just fever pitch level of stress. And I look and I see blood drip from Lucy's finger. And she's like, I'm going to pass out. I'm like, relax. Like, she can't even see blood without passing out. So she runs off to the bathroom. I look at, I don't remember who I looked at. I'm like, Joe, you're on crust. I'm like, we have to, we're backfilling now. I go into the bathroom, and Lucy won't let me see her cut. She's like, I can't take my finger. I'm like, show me it. I need to know what the prognosis is. She takes it off. I'm like, holy, I go, it looks pretty good. It's kind of a rough cut. I'm like, oh man. So we got her wrapped up, and she's like, I don't think I need to go in. But Lucy, and I love her to death, has this thing where she will tell you she doesn't need to go in while implying in every single other way of language and body language that she should be going in. That's her claim to fame. So all night I'm making pizzas. I'm now a solo man. She's usually my sous chef. She's completely clocked out. She's doing this. She keeps going this. She would get on the couch and she would just go like this and tip her head back and pass out and then come back. And she would just be like, I'm a little lightheaded. I was like, you didn't fucking lose a gallon of blood. She's just, she just can't see cuts. And I walk out. So she's in there running her finger underwater. And I walk out fresh out of the chaos, sweat starting to drip out of my forehead. And it's Harley and Joe and Sean sitting in the living room. And I just look at all three of them. And Harley goes, I know you want to blame me. I was like, I don't know.
You did. I saw it in your eyes.
I told him, I was like, I was heat seeking, dude. I was looking for a place to put all that blame on somebody. It's obviously no one's fault, right? Knives slip all the time. You know, it's not the best reaction to say to your wife when she cuts herself. Why were you using that knife?
Yeah. The serrated one's right here, Lucy. What the hell?
Top three things of helpful dialogue into that situation. None of those are, you used the wrong knife. It's so whatever. Hey, egg layeth upon my face. I messed up on that one. But it was so funny.
The funniest part to me is we were all trying to convince her to super glue it. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to spoil your story, but I'm pretty sure that was the end result, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of the night went off fine. We got it all done. We had some fun. And then the next morning we're at the Children's Museum, and right before we left, Lucy takes it off and it immediately starts bleeding again. I'm like, God damn it. We're going in. So I was calling around all these urgent cares. Do you guys do stitches? Do you guys do stitches? Whatever. Cause I didn't know who covered us. So also, I looked pretty bad. We went to a children's museum on Saturday morning, and they all went ahead of me to go have fun while I was like, I will call and figure out what it is. Yeah, not a great look when you're a 6'2 fat guy just on your phone at the children's museum, looking around on your phone, just anxiously staring at people. That's not a comforting look for people. I look like I was scouting for a kidnapping.
With your top
That's
bun.
True. I was going to say, but we're close to the age though that you, my kid's in there. My kid's.
I did. And I think the wedding ring, I will say that the wedding ring is an instant, 3 points down on the creepy scale. You can look creepy at a wedding ring. You drop three creepy levels back down.
That's pretty true.
I agree with that.
But so I'm sitting there, we got that all figured out, but it was, dude, it was something.
She get stitches?
No, she ended up getting it super glued, which was very funny. I got three texts immediately. Harley, Luke, and my mom going, yeah, we told you to glue it. I was like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor. Everybody's a backseat doctor until they cut
absolutely.
Their hand.
Well, when I shot the nail through my finger, my mom, my dad, everyone was just like, just pull it out. And I was like, what? I was like, I don't think I could. I would probably pass out.
Yeah. Also, I've seen so many different movies or video, or doctor shows where they're like, he's like, someone's impaled by something, and they go, you don't pull out something that's been impaled.
True. If you're impaled, you definitely don't pull out. If it's
I impaled my finger.
If it's in your torso.
Whatever, dude. Same thing. It's the your finger is the torso of the hand.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I mean, your thumb looks like a torso, but that's what
this is gonna be, dude.
Right to his face.
No, it was very funny. I was very spent, and I just look at Harley, and Harley knows me well. So he came in the kitchen to check on me. I was washing dishes. You can see the sweat apparently. And then Lucy had the gall to tell me I smelled sweat and garlic after all that. I sat down next to her, dude. It had been the first time I sat
make
down
her pass out hours, again.
And I sat down next to her and I go, how are you doing? And she scooches away from me. And I go, what is it? What do I still smell? And she looks at me, I go, sweat and garlic. And she goes, mm-hmm. And I was like, great. In front of everybody too. I was livid.
That was so funny.
So I go back in the kitchen, I'm cleaning, and Harley comes over. He goes, how you doing, buddy? I was like, I'm fine. And I just look, I look at him and I go, I just want it to stop. I said, if I could like, it was very loud in there. I was like, if I could snap my fingers and it was suddenly just me standing in a blank house, I was like, I would do it. I was in a heartbeat. I would click my heels. I was clicking my heels together. There's no place like home. There's no place like the basement. it was a good time though. The weekend was sick. How'd you guys, how was your guys this week? Did you guys have some good times?
I mean, my week was fine. Nothing really that, I mean, thankfully we weren't in the hospital. Normally someone is. Dude. Anna went home for the weekend, so I had the house to myself, did a lot of guy stuff, aka golf and play video games pretty much, and make corned beef.
Huge.
So yeah, it was a pretty, you know, standard bachelor weekend.
It's very funny that like you are a big hospital family. You go to the hospital. You have been to the emergency room more than anybody I know. Yeah. I felt like I was like, do you guys know him? I should have asked him.
You should have. I've had it. I have two things. The only place that I really go into that people know me and or like recognize me is the Asian market that I've been to.
One on Jackson Street.
Yes, I've been there. Hardly.
They have the best fucking egg rolls.
They do.
Well, that's good for a nationwide audience.
I've been there 7 times, maybe over the course of its like existence, which is over 2 years. And I'll go there, and they'll go, "Hey, trying something new today?" And I'm like, "Yeah, trying something new, cool." I'm like, how do they remember me?
That's good customer service, dude.
It is. It was fantastic, and it makes me want to go back. They don't know me by name at the hospital yet, but they have laughed at me a few times, especially with the nail in the finger. And so hopefully, fingers crossed, no pun intended.
Matt, that's because you are literally, you home alone yourself. You fell in a hole. You shot yourself with a nail. Like you burned yourself in the face with an iron. Like you are literally, you're marveling yourself.
I forgot about the hole. Yeah. That one was funny too, because they're like, are you sure this isn't a workplace injury? I'm like, it's complicated. Put it on the wife's insurance.
Yeah, that's a tough one. We're like, it's no, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know yet.
Oh, that's so funny.
If I was going to take one for the team, maybe it would still be around. Who knows?
All it took was one fall in a hole.
One fall in a hole. Yep.
A bachelor gets sounds nice. The corned beef, though, man, I get it. The Irish people, but the only way I'll eat corned beef is on a Reuben, straight up. I don't get the fascination with boiled corned beef and cabbage. Has anyone had that recently? I'm just not. Dude, I'm not
literally
about
for
it.
Lunch today.
I had a corned beef skillet over the weekend, and that was pretty good.
I like that.
That's another thing, dude. People, if I was to be president, I would ban any omelet that spreads out past the boundaries of eggs, sausage, bacon, or ham.
Dude, as long as you put gravy on it, unless you put gravy on it.
No, don't try to make a joke out of it. You know I'm right. People who get lobster omelets, yucky. People who get corned beef, yucky.
Nobody should get a lobster omelet from a diner for $12.99. That's a mistake waiting to happen. It's canned or something. Right. You gotta trust the environment. If I go to a diner
on St. Patty's Day, they're gonna have a good corned beef.
Yeah, they're banging, dude.
I know, but corn, like, I just love the Irish. We're like, it's our holiday. Hold up while we make the grossest smelling thing you've ever eaten in your life.
I tell you what, I wasn't a big fan of corned beef for a long time, coming around to it. But chum, that's where my mind went. I'm like, I could either go out to eat or I could go cook a fat slab of meat that was like not bad on macros either, might I add, when you scrape off some of the fat on top, the fat cap. And I was like, I'm going to cook this and I'm just going to mow down on some fat Sammies. And I just did like a little bit of corned beef, a little mustard, a little bit of sauerkraut on rye bread. Bang.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good. That's like a homemade Reuben. I respect the hell out of that. But like the actual like people who boil corned beef and cabbage, like when they just put like a wet, like everything's wet on your plate. It's just gross, dude.
I mean, that is wonky. I pressure cookered that sucker with 2 beers.
Leave it to a country of drunks to make the worst fucking food you've ever had in your life. Honestly, after watching my dad's snacks growing up, I think we might be Irish. Like, just hold up while I make the most disgusting smelling snacks you've ever had. Ritz crackers with Dijon mustard. Like, he would cook salmon and he would do Dijon mustard, Ritz crackers, and like oregano, and he'd like
Parmesan cheese from the craft.
and he'd rub it all over it and be like, it's a good mixture. And like, dude, I'm telling you, I had one bite of one. So I'm like, this is the disgustingest thing. It's like, bring back the chubs.
Bring back the chubs. Anyway, all right, laddie, we got a couple of taters and a can of sardines.
Oh, laddie, we're going to make the most disgusting fucking. I know you're a bit hungover.
What? What's up, Harley? You guys love hating on sardines.
Dude, you got some heat comments last week.
I almost. Yeah, you were getting ripped. Dude,
I got to go look.
I almost.
There's more so responses to stories. People just think you're a pig. They think you're like father, like son. Do we back-to-back disgusting food clips?
I almost got some at the store just to see what it was about.
Sardines?
Go to like a nice delicatessen, Matt, and get some spicy Italian sardines. So good.
Now, Matt, if I could.
That sounds so much worse.
If you want to get them on the low, just go to a local bait shop and scoop your fucking hand in and microwave those son of a bitches, dude. Throw them on the crackers. Yum, yum, yummy, yummy sardines. I mean, dude, it's all disgusting. It's like you're eating gross metal. Now, before we go to Harley, your weekend, Matt did make a good point. Matt ate healthy this weekend. Matt and I had a very funny text exchange this morning. The Matt Hayden weight loss challenge hit a bit of a roadblock this weekend. Matt and I have been very good about sending each other our macros and our calories and like really trying to do this weight loss thing. We weigh in every week, and I did good last week until Thursday night or Friday morning. Matt sent me his stuff and I read it. I opened it and I was already balls deep in like a breakfast. Like I made waffles and pancakes for breakfast and bacon. And I was like, I looked at his calories and I literally just swiped and deleted our conversation. Yeah. I was like, I don't need any of that. And I came back to him hat in hand today. I was like, I said, let me read it. I think it was very
sorry.
I gave him a nice apology.
Yeah,
it was
really funny.
I said, I sinned and I kept sinning. I was like, I'm a fat little pig boy. And he said, Matt was like, I did pretty good. Not going to lie. I was like, I owe you better. And he goes, when you went ghost, I knew it was off the rails. Like, I just got out to just lose my number, Matt, for the weekend. Dude, yesterday I maxed out. Have you guys had like a full on, like, completely take the belt off, go nuts day? Not just one bad meal. I'm talking sun up to sundown, whatever you want in a complete excess. I went and got muffins for breakfast, which were like, it's Big Apple bagels muffins, which are just the most unhealthy thing you've ever heard. I mean, we had like cheesecake muffins. Like they're never this ever like blueberry. It's like cinnamon cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake, ice cream, chocolate, chocolate, chocolatey chocolate. Like those are like the muffins we got. Not
already got
those.
Beef with this. You go to and a bagel place to get muffins. Keep going.
Hey. It was guest's decision. I love the bagels too. And then I followed that up with I bought a bunch of mini boxes of cereal. And here's the problem is I hide behind my goddaughter as my excuse for buying like snacks. I'm like, she loves mini boxes of Cocoa Krispies. I know that. And
you
then
can
when they
like
leave,
your inner autistic child,
dude. And when they leave, I'll like send them. Like I will be like, oh, let me get you guys some stuff for the road. Take half of what's left and then give the rest to them. I had half a bag of Archie's popcorn from Dairy Queen, the party crasher. There's five of us. We got a party crasher size bag. It's supposed to feed 30. I had most of that. I ate five mini boxes of cereal back to back to back to back. And it's just this mowing bowls of Archie's popcorn. I had some Anytizers, some leftover pizza. And then I got a little stoned and I was like, I guess I'll have a couple more of those leftover muffins. So I was just, dude, by the time I went to bed, I was like, I think I'm going to be sick. I was like, I don't know what happened to me. It was bad. So I hat in hand, Matt, I'm a little pig boy and I'm sorry.
You know, every pig's got to hit the trough every so often, chummy. But I love how I knew what was happening. I didn't pressure you.
You, dude. But, keep going.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say that it's like on Boxing Day is when your guests leave, is that you get all the snacks that you kind of missed out on because you're hosting. And you're like, oh, I'm glad there's half a tub of spinach dip and there's all these like crackers and cheese and stuff. You're like, oh.
Dude,
these are making me want to host. Shit.
It's the best because they walk out of your house, and the minute that door closes and your house is like kind of like clean and quiet again, you're like, holy shit, there's chip dip, muffins, cereal, pancake bites that are full of chocolate and leftover pizza. I was like, this is the best day of my fucking life.
Yeah.
I mean, I just went nuts on it, which was fun. I told Matt it felt like me and Matt were in rehab together, and then I just like checked myself out and just went on a bender for the weekend. Like,
yeah, you didn't call your sponsor on Thursday when you had a weak moment.
And Matt, to his credit, was like, I'm not gonna drown with you. Like, Matt easily could have been like, if Hayden's having an easy weekend, I will have an easy weekend. But Matt was like, I'm not even going to talk to him. And I think that was part of it. Is I wasn't going to be like, Matt, I'm not tracking. I'm eating like shit. I just straight up didn't respond. I was like, I can't tell him what I'm doing.
You guys are in FA together. Fatty's Anonymous. Yeah.
Pretty much, dude.
Pretty much.
Matt's cutting up a salad. The camera cuts me. I'm sucking dick for donuts. Just come on, you fucking pig. Give me a muffin.
Dude, yeah. I did eat some like, I got some giant grapes from the store, and Anna like looks at them. She goes, "These are like mutant grapes."
Like,
and she's like, they're huge. And she's like, "These can't be organic or like any sort of healthy for you." And I look, and she goes, "No, not at all." And I go, "I've already eaten a whole container of these this week. They're so good. I went and got another one." While she was gone.
Did it make you shit yourself?
No.
So but apparently grapes. Yeah. Have that effect. They're like a pretty big like diuretic. We were driving to Pennsylvania years ago, and I'm a mommy's boy. It's well documented. Everybody else is sleeping. Our dad, to his credit, barely made it into the car. He was supposed to take first shift driving, and we were all waiting in the Escalade, and Craig pours himself out of the house like, where are we fucking going? It's like, get in the car, you drunk dickhead. Like, fuck, let's go. Like, get the fucking car. So my dad, which is the again, probably traumatic. I'll talk about it in therapy someday. But the funniness of like my mom being in the passenger seat, all of us sitting like waiting for my dad, and then we're looking around and we find him in a bucket seat in the car. Like, let's go. What the hell? You were supposed to take first shift. He's sleeping in a bucket seat with the TV, the Escalade TV. So Harley and my mom took first shift. And then I jumped up in the front seat for the nighttime shift. And my mom and I like busted through Ohio. And she's like, I'm getting sleepy. Give me something to eat, like to make it through. So she ate an entire bag of grapes. And about 2 hours later, she just looks at me and she goes, I'm going to shit my pants. I was like, what? Like a lull in the conversation. And then just like a gurgle. And she looks at me. And she goes, we need to find it. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere. And she goes, we need to find a stop now. And lo and behold, grapes. A bit of a mover and a shaker when it comes to
interesting.
The body.
Fibrous. I mean, I spread them out over the entire weekend, but that nighttime search for a gas station not in Quick Trip country is terrifying.
Dude, true that. I've never read the reviews on any restaurant until I read the reviews for gas stations on the road. I'm like, trying to look for a picture of the bathroom because there's shit on the seat. Like, can we do this thing? I remember that was the first road trip I ever went where I saw a gas station with showers. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. I like didn't understand trucker culture. I just thought, honestly, I didn't know what truckers did. I didn't know that they like, that's a world we don't know a whole lot about. And I've learned more. TikTok allowed us to start seeing the ins and outs of certain jobs where you're like, Jesus Christ, truck talk, sad as shit. Like, it's just a black dude in the parking lot being like, yeah, locking my doors. And he's like pulling his seatbelt through his handles. Yeah. And like, yeah, yeah. And like, or like, I saw one where it was like, this dude, I used to follow this black dude who was a driver. And he's like, happens every night around this time. And he's laying in bed with it on selfie. And you just hear like a crack horse being like knocking at the door, being like, let me in. I was like, oh my God. It's like I have legends.
Some lot lizard. Yeah. Dude,
the lot lizards. And then he like shows like the thing being, his seatbelt in the door. And I don't know, dude, I'll be honest with you. If I wasn't married, I might be a trucker though. Like, some of them have their PS5 in the backs. So, like, they drive all day. They take a shower at a Quick Trip. They grab a baggie of snacks. They roll back up into bed and they play Call of Duty. And think of when you're playing Call of Duty, you might be playing against a guy laying in a truck bed in Arkansas. That's kind of awesome.
Honestly, I think that might be the perfect job for you, chum. You're already a road dog. You love to be like by yourself, I feel.
Yes.
Like,
no, you're exactly. You could not be more right. If I wasn't married, I'd be a trucker.
Right. And then you don't have to deal with other people. You check in for about 5 minutes when you get there, and you check in for 5 minutes. Someone tells you, hey, here's your next stop. Here's your load. And then that's it. And the road is your witness.
It would be the perfect job for me. besides parking. For like, it is like, it checks every box, and they're like, can you parallel park? And I go, I don't want the job anymore. I don't want it anymore. And you have to drive into, like, can you imagine being a truck driver and your load's like driving in New York City and try to park on a street and get your load off? Like, no way, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be one of those trucks where you see them jackknifing it over and over again in front of traffic and people are starting to get angsty. Yeah. However, every other part of trucking sounds pretty awesome. And I'll tell you what, I am nice on the AV radio or the, what is it? The whatever radio
CB.
Radio. I'm fucking nice with the over. Like I abide by the laws of radio wave traffic. I like to put a little stank on it, let them know, you know, like I'd bring a good vibe to the CB radio that, that I don't think they have right now.
That would be tight.
Yeah. Maybe should a future life. Dude. Yeah.
We already start a CB radio show.
I mean, truckers only.
Truckers only. You got to tune into like a certain channel. And we just broadcast it across the state,
which is tough because they want to call back in, but we don't say over until the show's over.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a stream of consciousness. And then just over right at the end of the episode. I like that.
That's on my apocalypse prep list. I got to get a big CB radio.
Yeah, I gotta work on my apocalypse stock. Right now it's Zevia. That's pretty. Grab all the Zevia you can handle. Just throw it in a bag. Get the cat. Get her herpes medication. Get a case of Zevia. Let's fucking get out of here. Let's move. I think the thing I like least about the apocalypse is I wouldn't be able to wear my contacts ever again. And people with glasses generally die in the apocalypse. Like there's like what every show there's two people with glasses, and it's and there's always an episode where the person loses their glasses, and that's kind of like. That's kind of game over for eye problem people.
Mm-hmm.
Like Harley, do you have concerns about that? I mean, that's game over for us, me and you.
If I had the money, I'd get LASIK.
Yeah, but they say LASIK won't even help me. So if the apocalypse comes, I have to keep these smudgy, like dirty glasses on my face at all times.
Yeah, every time I go to throw away an old pair of glasses, that thought crosses through my head. I'm like, maybe I should keep five pairs of old glasses.
Yep.
It's such a stupid thought, but
you got to do what Anna does. She just orders like 50 pairs from Zenni for like $2.
That's genius. Apocalypse happens. Grab a handful of them because you're going to need them for forever. You break one in a fight with a zombie, or, you know, you're trying to sell one of your teammates to a different person. Like, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Your glasses could be gone, you know?
Do you guys have a go bag?
No. I told you, my go bag is a thing of PubMix and some Zevia.
That's what I thought, but Harley had me thinking. I was like, oh, man.
I think Harley might. Harley, do you have a little small one, don't you?
Not really. The van is usually pretty loaded up. I would go straight for the van.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. A nice, subtle, quiet mobile to get out in the apocalypse with.
Super reliable.
with really good traction and two-wheel drive. Yeah,
starts every single time. I mean, I can only imagine episode one of Harley's Apocalypse is him just trying to start the van while zombies bear down on it.
Nothing like a van stained with beef to attract zombies better.
Dude, it is really Harley's version of Zombieland is him in an old catering van running down zombies. Puts a couple snowplows on the front.
What we were talking about something about converting it into a Vruck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open to it.
Yeah, what was the, like, what did we have to do to make that happen? I forgot.
I don't know.
Learn how to cut a truck.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, we just need a saw. Okay. There we go.
Dude, that can't be how they did it to Keaton's car. That cannot possibly how the Vruck was created. It was one dude with a saw just being like, yep.
I think theirs is a little more technical. We'll have to draw up a few plans, but I mean, how hard could it be?
I mean, at that point, if you're already getting rid of, there is actually something pretty fun about like when you know you're getting rid of something to be like, can we make something out of it first? Now, I've had some resurgences of certain items in my house where I'm like, this does belong in the garbage, but if I take it apart and kind of break it, does it become something else?
Mm-hmm. Give it a second life.
You can, dude. Or you just like, you're kind of, that's where I think I learned all of my mechanical expertise is from like seeing something kind of like that isn't working. But like I've taken apart like vacuum cleaners in the garage. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I've never understood how a vacuum works. So I just like break it into pieces and I'm like, huh, well, that's pretty neat.
I was showing at Hayden's an old bus second life. Some guy in Spooner, you've probably seen it. That bus that's on top of like a grain silo.
Yes, like drove past it last summer. It's awesome. It's a hunting shack.
Yeah.
It's got a Facebook page and all.
We We also were sharing injury stories and pictures at the pizza cookout or the pizza cookout, whatever it was, pizza get together on Friday. It was very funny. Harley was showing pictures of the pinky. Gillis was showing some injuries. Like, it was like a little round table of like a real who's who of drunk injuries. And I love that.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Everybody had a good stomach for what did someone say? Someone said that Harley's pinky at the time of injury looked like cherry cobbler.
No, strawberry rhubarb.
Strawberry rhubarb pie topping. Yeah, that's what it was. Sorry, my bad. Wrong dessert. That's hand up.
I can show the photo.
Embarrassing.
I'd rather we didn't. Not for the YouTube people. They don't deserve that punishment.
Why not?
I don't know. Have to look. Anyways, Harley, how was your weekend? All that to say, how was your weekend?
It was good. Last you guys saw me, I was on a Zen pilgrimage that was very unsuccessful, limping my way around downtown Minneapolis. It was not successful that night. Uber Eats did not come through. So I Ubered out to the gas station the next morning, finished up the conference. That was pretty good. Got home Wednesday in like the middle of the day, just kind of vegged out. Got some good news on Thursday. I had my ortho appointment. And odds are it's not ACL, it's meniscus. So kind of a micro shine there. Like bad medical news, but better than you were expecting. So
that's good.
It was kind of a win. And then came home for the weekend, jam-packed. Saw most of the family. I didn't get to see Cassie this weekend, but saw my mom, saw my dad, chilled out at Hayden's, and then vegged out at Sarah's family on Saturday. Then made the trek back to Hayward Sunday.
Damn, dude. I like that your knee's good. Did they say you like maybe like tore your E10 muscle?
I'm not going for that.
I mean, yours is intact, right, Matt?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking, guys.
How's your E10?
E10 these balls. Thank you. Harley and I were having a good laugh. Our uncle flew in from Florida to hang out with his brothers. And I go, Harley, what are they doing? And Harley goes, you want the honest answer? I'm like, yeah. He's like, they're literally sitting around a kitchen table arguing about politics. And I was like, can you imagine getting on a plane, like packing a bag, going through TSA, getting on a plane, flying, driving 2 hours from the airport, only to sit around and just argue face-to-face with people for 2 hours, like for 12 hours, get on a plane and go home?
Dude, they probably have time of their life.
I had no confirmation that that was the case, but I'm 99.9% sure.
To be a fly on the wall, here's the scoop, Matt, is our uncle is extremely progressive. Okay. Our dad is what we'd call a conspiracy. My dad is tangentially white trash Republican, mostly conspiracy Republican. That's fair, right? There. And then our other uncle is rich Republican. So it's kind of like they're all against each other because they're like, I don't like that we believe the same thing. That's hillbilly trash. However, we all do agree that like we should behead Nancy Pelosi, right? So they're the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So it's like a
giant rock paper scissors match.
It truly is. Like you can't like he'll be like, we should give money to the poor people, and my dad will be like, fuck the poor. And my uncle will be like, that's right, and he's like, but like they can't. They have different agreements on all these things. And Harley was supposed to be there, and he bailed out. And as a near liberal. Harley, my uncle was not super pleased that Harley decided to leave him in the lurch 1v2.
I was the mediator.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would have thought because I will be on here saying some shit that people are probably like, Hayden is so far right. He's lost the way. And then I sit at the table with my uncle and my dad and I'm like, no, we should be giving money to schools. Like we should, like, I'm like, I like, we'll be spouting. Like I basically become Bernie Sanders at the table. And I don't know if I'm doing it only to piss them off or if I truly believe it, but I like being funny. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What do you think it is? Because I've been having this wrestling in my brain for a while. It's like I fully still believe in liberal things, but I genuinely don't find liberal people all that funny. So I kind of sit like, you know what I mean? I believe this, but I will pretend this because it's way funnier.
I vote with my humor.
Kind of, dude. That's kind of how Trump won in the first place. He's just a funnier guy. You're like, that's that's objectively, we're having more fun laughing at this. One's funny sad, one's funny words. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just think it's very funny. I personally don't care, but I'm kind of whatever makes the rest of everybody mad. I'm a little bit of a shit stirrer in that.
That's good.
Yeah. In my, like, if you left me alone in a room, like, what do you believe? I'd write out probably something that most people would agree with. I'm like very like progressive, whatever. But if you put me in a room full of people being like, you need to fight harder for this, I'd be like, shut up, pussy. It was like, I can be a bit of a, I can be a bit of a curmudgeon that way. But no, Harley, I'm glad you had, I'm glad you came home. I'm glad you gave us one day of notice, you know, to plan around. That was cool too. I liked that part.
Such is life.
I'll get you next time.
Thursday. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm going to be in the Valley this weekend. Let's chill out. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you, that's not, it's a 5-hour drive. You don't get to just be like, oh, I'm coming home tomorrow. What's going on? Spring break. I didn't even know he was on spring break.
No idea.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's classic teachers, dude. Just never work out. I mean, what's the next one, Harley? World break teacher day? I mean, what is going on here?
Oh, next one's summer.
Oh, which is coming in 2 weeks. There we go.
Yeah, pretty no, much. Dude.
Easter's a 5-day weekend. We have Friday and Monday off.
That's solid.
I'm supposed to go out east in a few weeks. I think I'm going to cancel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, or what?
Yeah. I would have to stay with my, I'd stay with some family. And I don't think for, I only have 2-3 shows total booked. And I don't think I could stay 10 days as a guest for 3 nights of work that would pay for that. I would
A Friday and then another Friday,
Thursday, and then a Saturday on the other end of that. And then in between that, there's like a Monday show. And then potentially it was going to be a Friday of that first week, but that fell through. So it's kind of like, I really can't make it. So I will most likely be burning a bridge tomorrow via email, which is only going to give me, you know, just a lot of anxiety, which is fun. Such is life, dude. Do you guys have wine or shine? I know we all came in pretty roughly.
Yeah, I mean, I got Let's, one.
I, all right, I cool. even threw in an extra one since Nate's right. not here.
Here we go. Wine or shine segment music. All right, it's everybody's favorite segment. Dude, I miss Nate so much. I just miss him so much.
He's 3 bones in the wind.
He is 3 bones. Only 83 bones.
You guys want to see some strawberry rhubarb real quick?
No, Harley, we don't. No. I know. Like you, your addiction this. To oh my god what the hell, dude? I've never seen that.
You need to look.
Oh boy,
that Why was one of the most macerated in the bandage.
Yeesh. What is your problem?
Then you hit it under the torch, the creme brulee style.
That's what I thought. It was a little bit of a little creme brulee torching.
That's nuts.
Yeah, and then I took one portrait mode, Matt. I got real close.
I
took a portrait
mode. I actually did too when I got the nail in my finger.
Getting artsy with it.
Half the point of getting injured is like being able to tell people about it nonstop. That becomes your story for the next month. You're like, let me tell everybody. Yeah. You know, like I gotta show everyone my injury. It's the human experience, is wanting everyone to know what you're going through. But what was I gonna say?
Well, I had to pass it to me then.
Well, hang on. No, I had something good and now it's gone. Never mind. Whatever. Matt, please. Wine or shine, the best segment on the earth.
Guys, I'm going to whine, and I've done this before, and Chum, you hit it right in the head, buddy. You want to tell people about your experience, and fellas, when it rains, it goddamn pours.
Mm-hmm.
I today had 2 things of broken glass. I broke a piece of furniture. And I ordered the wrong thing from Amazon for Anna's birthday and then gave it to her. So it did not fit the camera that she has. It was new battery, like a battery pack that was made specifically for it. Totally looked at the wrong device number and did not fit. Yeah, it was quite the ordeal. But it started this morning. It started this morning and I jump in the shower. I'm quite groggy. I had a terrible night's sleep. Just like couldn't fall asleep. And I start to get out of the shower and I'm like, I didn't even use soap. And so I had to restart the shower and like go through the motions. I'm cooking breakfast and I'm like, oh, the garbage is full. I'll take it out. For some reason, there was a broken light bulb at the bottom of the bag. So like in between the bag and the garbage can. So it stuck to the bottom of the bag. I pull it out and it just drops on the floor and I'm barefoot. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And Dude. So I have to like shuffle the dogs out of there because it's a fluorescent bulb everywhere. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. 2 hours later, I'm in the fridge in the top bar of our door, like shelf. Falls off and all these condiments fall on the floor, including a glass bottle of Korean barbecue that shatters not only on the floor, but then into my, like I was wearing some these rubber Birkenstocks. So then I have Korean barbecue between my toes.
Sweet sound pork on your feet.
And glass, dude. It was fucking crazy. It was just a nightmare today. And I'm glad that I get to share the rest of it with you too.
Dude.
And yeah.
Matt, on those kind of days, you just want to put yourself in a padded room and just wait until the next day. You just want to.
Yeah. Pretty much was at that point, and I was just like, God damn,
dude. Starting a car after all that, you get it, just God damn it, the way you turn the key, like even just like everything is hot, your back, your neck's hot, your fingers are hot. Like at that point, we have to normalize, like, not mental health days, but be like, I'm gonna need like a mulligan. You should get
tapping out,
like personal days and PTO, whatever. Mm-hmm. You should get one mulligan a year where you literally get up and like everything's wrong. You're gonna be late for work. You get this, you just go, I need a mulligan. It doesn't count against anything. It's just one day in a bag. It's like, I'm just done. Cause it's not like you're having a good day. You're about to spend the next 2 hours cleaning up barbecue sauce, light bulbs, and you have to go take a shower again, which hopefully you use soap this time. Like, that's not a fun day. Like, I don't want to take my PTO so that I can cry in my bed. Like, I need a mulligan.
You know, sorry. Because I didn't get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
It was one of those, I was just like in bed until like 1:30, 2 in the morning. I couldn't fall asleep. But I wholeheartedly agree. I think you should absolutely have one of those. And a lot of companies now are giving you mental health days where like you can just be like, I just need a day.
Yeah, you know? But mental health day seems so soft. I'm sad. I'll come to work if I'm sad. I just won't do much. If I'm having a nightmare morning where like I rip my fucking pants or like I shrunk my favorite shirt, and then on top of that I drop something, and then then I open the freezer and everything falls out. Like if I have three or four bad things happen in a row,
that's still a mental health day. It's just for your anger issues.
I don't think so, because my mental health is like I woke up in a good mood. I was just tired, and then everything went wrong. My mental health didn't go to shit. My fucking life fell apart all of a sudden. I just have a lot of shit to do. I'm taking a mulligan. I'm going, hey, obviously something's wrong today. I'm personally doing all right, but I need the time to clean this up. I'm not going to be like, I'll take a mental health day if I wake up and I'm like, I'm tired of working my job. Like, yeah, that's a mental health day. They created those because we don't do anything at work, and it's like it's a sad feeling. But a mulligan is for the days where you're like, you're fine with whatever you do, but everything's stacked against you, dude. You're in a fucking you're down four touchdowns before the game starts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Harley, you give me a lot of blank stares. Do you want to fight? Would that make better podcasting?
I just think you're wrong about mental health days. That's still being angry is a mental health day.
I'm not angry. I just shit sucked and I had to clean it up. I'd say I want a mulligan. I think calling a mulligan is a much more thing than being like Hayden's taking a mental health day. Now everyone at work thinks I'm a pussy. Taking a mulligan, everyone's like, hey, like
he's soft,
having a rough one. Yeah, so
we should change half the sick days. They can be like flex. They're either sick or mulligan days. You have to keep appearances with your coworkers. No,
I would rather tell my boss I have diarrhea than depression.
Fair? I mean, it's not their business your sick day is.
Yeah, but so if you go taking but they have mental health days. I'm not like if I have to tell my boss I'm taking a mental health day, I'd rather be like, I'm having explosive diarrhea. I want them to like because they won't ask questions about that. If you tell your boss you're taking a mental health day, without knowing it, they're gonna start checking in on you more. They're gonna watch your time. Like, no. I go, hey, I'm pissing blood. Like I need them to just not ask any more questions because they don't want to ask a follow-up question. So a mulligan is basically there's nothing physically wrong.
I'll send you the picture of my pinky and you can just tell them your pinky.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, we discovered something too. Send me that picture, Harley, because I'm developing compulsive plan lying. I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before. I have a repertoire of stocked and locked lies to get me out of plans, and it's growing by the day. And I'll put it out there publicly because I love our listeners. So if I ever bail on something and you know it's me, that's fine. I have
if his basement flooded, he's lying to you.
Lucy and I have two pictures of positive COVID tests on two different countertops so that we can use those. I keep a picture of when my basement flooded to get out of gigs I don't want to do. I will send the pictures of our old house. It's not even the house we live in. Our old house flooded. And I go, my basement's flooded, dude. I got to clean this up. And like, I've had comics reach out because I'll like bail on a gig and they'll be like, oh my God, I know a guy. Do you need to borrow a shop vac? I'm like, no. We know a guy. It'll be all good. Like I have to spin a lie. So I'm doing that. Because you know what I realized? Naps aren't a good enough excuse. You can't just fall asleep and not make it.
Hey, way to own it.
You need to, you just need to.
I fell asleep from all the mold fumes from my flooded basement.
Bingo, Harley. You gotta build the lie. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, also, I'm trying to get better about just like say, like if I get going, if I'm tired, if it's a plan I know I'd want to go to, but I'm tired. You ever have that? You know you're gonna have a good time. But like the thought of getting off your couch and showering and putting on jeans and going is just like,
yes,
you convince yourself you're not friends with people. I've done this. I have literally convinced myself, being like, I'm not driving to Milwaukee. I'll do that to myself. I'm like, they don't even like me. They think I'm a big dumb idiot. Like I will build lore that's like they've been wronging me for 10 years to convince myself that I don't want to drive to a cookout. That's crazy.
I will agree with you. Like I have that internal battle too, but I just love like getting together with buddies and
me
stuff
too.
But I have that internal battle a lot, but what I learned is I don't like necessarily like staying over all the time. I will sometimes, but I don't like staying over. You wake up in the on the couch, or you're on a floor, or like whatever else. Just turned 30 years old. Like I'm going to come home and you know, usually have the dogs and whatever else. So like, that's been what I found is like, go do it. You're going to have a blast, but just, you know, carve out some time to make it back that night.
So we've gotten way better at like knowing we've got a hard stop or a hard out, but yeah. I just think that's so funny. I just didn't know if you guys ever did the same thing where I literally sat there one day and I was like, my college friends think I fucking suck. I'm not going. I'm not a partier anymore. They don't even like me. They don't know the real me. I got there and I was like, boys, like having a great time. I think that's so funny that we do it to ourselves. Or at least I do it to myself. But yeah, I have found out that's kind of my shine is building an excuse repertoire. My basement. I have to stop though, because at some point people are like, damn, Hayden's grandpa has died 9 times this year. Like this is getting a little out of control. And his basement, he's got an obvious water problem in his basement. But yeah, I like that. That's my shine, is that.
It's impressive.
You're gonna have a big board of who you've used which excuse on. you gotta get an Excel spreadsheet.
I do. You can't use more than 3 excuses in a certain amount of time, or like they'll not. Yeah, I do. That's so smart, Harley. I do need to get a little spreadsheet together of current excuses.
Optimize your excuse repertoire.
The problem is I'm so public about my diarrhea that isn't an excuse for friends anymore either. I can't just be like, I'm having diarrhea. They're like, cool, get over here.
Wait, we got a toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's gotta be like legitimate, but you know, your friends know you. I can't be like, the cat's sick again. Like that boo's always sick. And Lucy and I made a commitment to not use each other as an excuse, which is like, boy, was that a mistake in hindsight? Like, could I use the "my wife's mad at me" card a little bit more than I don't use it at all, and that's a bummer. So just know, if I ever do say no to like playing video games, and I go, it's because she's mad. That is the honest to God truth. I'm not allowed to use her as a shield for anything but the truth.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, that's.
I used to do that a lot, but it was mostly like true because I would. I for a very long time I was terrible with plans, and now that I have a calendar through work that I actually use, getting a lot better with some of that stuff. Like yeah. I already like mark some things, but I used to not, and I would like double book and triple book stuff, because I would just go, oh hell yeah, that sounds cool, like yeah, count me in. And then Anna'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? We've talked about doing something this Saturday for 3 weeks now. I'm like, ooh yeah. And then I'd go back to the person, like, actually I can't, like Anna is making us go do something.
Yeah, yeah. You said what? Like you agreed to it, you fucking dumbass. Yeah. Harley, like, you taking notes right here?
Yeah, take some notes.
Of course.
Yeah. A Google Calendar will save your relationship. I know, like Lucy and I had to cross this barrier last year where I went, listen, it is not because I think I'm important. I'm like, I just need you to invite me on my calendar. If this is a plan, I need you to like send it to HaydenFredrickson@gmail.com, because otherwise I'm not getting it. I was like, otherwise I'll say yes and then I'll book a gig, and then now we're in a spot.
I need to anxiously stare at it on my calendar for the next 3 weeks.
Correct. I need the little dot. I need the little nightmare dot to know what's going on. I think that's very funny. The age of the future. Now, Matt, did I give you a chance to whine or shine, or did we get in a tangent all of a sudden? Well,
we did one. I had to look and see if I had another. I have a quick one. quick two, actually.
Please.
First one is I want a wine. I've been kind of getting into tacos lately, but I don't see how hard it is to want a Mexican style taco on a flour tortilla.
Yeah, people get a lot of flack for that.
Well, it's a lot of the time they just like, they'll ask, like, do you want it like Mexican style or American style? And Mexican is always on
corn
tortillas. I don't mind corn tortillas. I just like flour better. And I'll go, cool, can I have Mexican style tacos but with flour tortillas? And usually I just get a blank stare. It's like,
what? Is the only difference the tortilla?
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you just say I'll have them American?
No, American is flour tortilla with lettuce and cheese.
So that's what I mean. I just said it's the only difference.
The only difference me ordering it, and then Mexican style is onions and cilantro.
Man, dude, I love that we're just such a boring culture. Can I get it American style? They're like, cool, lettuce and cheese. Like, just you're in your kitchen at home with the old Rita sour cream.
Yeah. Oh, it's wild. But anyways, that one was grinding my gears because we were on like a heavy taco kick for a stretch. Because I would just, it was just like they pile it up with meat, cilantro and onions. I'm like, I could eat that all day. My other one is a shine. I texted it in the group chat today of our video game group, and I thought it was funny, and it didn't. I want to start a cover band called Tenacious T, and we cover classic rock songs and Tenacious D songs dressed as Kyle Gass and Jack Black.
You've always got, you're a big spinoff guy. You're a spoof guy.
Very, very big spoof guy.
you would have mopped up in 2008, dude. You would have been killing on spoof.
God, if I was in the era of Weird Al, would have crushed it. I'll keep going. I got another one.
Wait, before you go there. I miss spoof time. I miss
spoof
like
time is great.
Like the hero movie or whatever, movie 43. Like all those movies are like the end of the, this is the end. Like all those spoof movies were the best. Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, I still think it would be fun for us to remake movies or make continuations of them ourselves. And I just think that'd be so funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to go out anywhere. It'd just be so goofy for us to do.
I'm hoping that sort of genre comes back. I just had so much fun with people like you. It was like obviously a play on a big movie, like a big budget movie, and it just so good. Yeah. I could go back to those. I wish I could think of better ones of the titles of them. That would make a much more thrilling conversation. But it's late at night and I'm fucking tired. So keep going.
Right. The scary movies.
Not the scary movies were movie. Amazing. Yes, yeah. Yes. Thank you, Harley.
Movies were fantastic. I remember going to see Scary Movie 3 in theaters. That was wild.
How many bones are you? Hang on. How many bones are you really in, dude?
Yeah.
One bone.
It feels like you're getting two and a half, three vibes. Dude.
Turn the camera. Is she looking?
Matt and I are Atlas shrugging this podcast up right now while you just sit there with a fucking nothing.
I hit a gratitude. Buzzer beater. You even said it.
You're on goddamn spring break. It should be.
Did you not hear me vamp for like 30 seconds to get you to say a spoof movie name?
I was thinking,
dude, I'm telling you, I'm gonna kick
snow dogs.
Man, I cried watching Radio. Snow dogs, dude. I'm pretty sure it was like eighth grade, it was sixth grade, seventh grade. People were playing the nerve. They brought us on the auditorium to watch snow dogs as like a reward for everyone. And I remember I'm sitting in the middle of a bunch of couples and they're all playing like the nervous game and cuddling. And I'm crying because one of the dogs died in the snow. Man, if I could go back and just punch middle school Hayden in the stomach, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I think, you fucking nerd, go get some pussy. You lose the hair, stop doing skits on YouTube, and go get some pussy. You're fucking annoying.
Whenever I hear you talk about yourself like that, I feel a little bit less bad about bullying you every time.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. I remember, like, it was a blank and blank. I'm not gonna say their names, but they were doing the nervous game. Like, are you nervous yet? Are you nervous yet? And I was like, it was such a bizarre thing to be like, I'm horny for them, you know. So I had to like focus on the movie and be like, this is so sad. Cuba Gooding Jr. ate huskies, you know.
It's weird to be getting down to snow dogs.
That's true.
Yeah, almost weirder on them to be like,
yeah, but, exactly.
But that's what it was up like, dude. You were so ramped up that the minute authority was gone, you're like, two of us need to fuck immediately. Like, two of us need to push the boundaries and see what's going on here. I remember, dude, every birthday party, I was like an eighth grade birthday party. And the minute the mom was like, I got to grab something from my room, two people just started making out. It was like, it's like, it just had to happen. I wish we kept that same energy as adults. Like, the minute someone like goes away, I'm just like, I grab Lucy and just start making out with her. God, so good, but we shouldn't be doing this. Oh, dude, check this out. Booze in the cone of shame.
Oh, your little herpes midget cat.
I got herpes. I got herpes.
Not me. Boo. I realize audio wise, that's not a great. Not a great sound. Yeah.
Boo has herpes.
Yeah, Boo's got a little herpes. She got it from her mom. Apparently, cats, like, if they're strays,
donut
they just...
cone is so funny,
dude. I feel so bad. Yeah, but that's the thing, is like, Lucy's like, it's got to be cute. I'm like, why? It's the worst thing they go through. Like, that sucks. In fact, I'm gonna take it off her. She's had her hour under the cone. Thank you for coming down and reminding me, honey. We'll get this off. Yeah,
dude, my dog was in a cone for like 4 days. And both of them, actually, and at separate times, and they were lethal, dude. They would just crash through doorways and stuff, and then they just rip through it. And I was like, holy, I thought it was 10 times worse than them just like being normal and just not scratching.
Dude, last night I caught Boo under, I kept hearing, like someone was pulling on something. I turned, she was trying to crawl under a pillow and got her head stuck, and she was just yanking, just like yanking her head back. I had to save her from herself. Oh, it's so good. All right, Matt, keep going. I know you have more wine or shine. Sorry,
I'm just riffing now,
dude. Now we're just complaining and shining because Harley, well, give us the honest part. How many? Just give us the honest answer, Harley. Is it two bones?
I already did. It's one bone.
Then why are you acting like it's two bones?
But explain your bone.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, then we want to know what this bone is, because it's
mild bone.
The fact that even Matt was like, that's a two bone. You're in two bone mood, dude. The blank stare, the kind of mild contribution, like
looking over the laptop. Yeah,
you've definitely been scanning a few times. You've given a little scan in the room. Like,
I'm in my room by myself.
A fucking beating.
Sure you are. Turn the camera. Dude. Turn the camera.
There's a gun. She's got a gun. Yeah. She's sitting in a chair.
To the cat.
Yeah. All right, Harley. Fine. We'll lay off you.
Camera's not moving for those audio listeners.
We're gonna pass it to Harley.
Is this what you want, Matt?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You gave her just enough time.
Yeah. Yeah. Harley, that was a 90-degree turn. Harley, wine or shine?
All right. I got wine, shine, wine combo.
Wine, shine, wine.
My first wine is missing your leaving window. Getting ready to leave on Friday. I plan to leave. I wanted to start the exodus. I wanted to be the first one out the door, get the ball rolling. Turns out I was last. Other people beat me to the punch. And I was sitting there kind of awkwardly grabbing my stuff. I knew I was going to be last, but I thought I was going to be like right on the tail end of it. Everyone walks out and there's like a definite closure of leaving that happened. And Lucy goes, all right, Harley, time to go.
Oh, no, she felt so funny, bad, dude.
I didn't feel weird about that. I was more just like, I actually missed the leaving window. And I was like, oh, fuck. How long did you stay after that? You have to stay more than 5 minutes.
Dude, the door closed. The door closed in like fairly quiet, but Harley's just chilling on the couch. And Lucy just stands up and she goes, so who's going to tell Harley it's time to go? Just says it. I was like, that's the funniest shit. Dude, I was just so funny. But then later she's like, that wasn't too, like, that was a joke. I was just kidding. I was like, he knows. I'm like, it's very funny. He's family. You're allowed to say that. She was sweating it out all week, and I should have just run her like close. Like, Abe texted me. He's like, pissed.
No hard feelings about that at all.
But you did miss the leaving window. Like, there was a big goodbye. Like, one person double slapped their legs and said, welp. And suddenly, like, everyone rose at once and just done it.
And Harley slammed back down on the couch. And you guys just all look around like, what's he doing?
I blame Hayden. He was loading me up with leftovers.
I was being a grandma, dude. I've kind of gone full grandma status where no one leaves
the
house.
You need a Zevia for the
You want a little, do you want a Zevia? Maybe a little popcorn, a little birthday cake? Little birthday cake,
little
birthday cake on a plate. Yeah, it was much appreciated though, because I munched on that during the Badger game the next day.
Fuck yeah! Nice. All right, give us that wine, shine, wine.
All right, so we'll go to The Shine next. The Love Shine it. Is to our former host, the venerable Brandon Gillis. He was fucking cracking me up this weekend. He was telling a story about how he owned, what the fuck was it? Like
Sugar gliders.
Oh, yeah. Basically flying squirrels. And somebody called him out. They're like, he was talking about how he got them, or like Craigslist, whatever, paying cash, like some like back
end. He bought them at a Festival Foods parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. And then the person was like, wait, you bought two? And he totally flips it on the person. He just like, he goes, whoa. They're social creatures.
Leveled the room. He's so funny. Well, they're social creatures. And everybody's like, duh, dumbass. Like, why
how he got the moral high ground in that was so fucking funny to me. And the other funny part, the other Gillis shine for that night was the great unveiling. Like, that's more of a general shine. Like, when you get to see somebody else, like witness somebody else's crazy that they didn't know about, that was geeking me out. Because Gillis was telling the sugar glider story, but obviously other stories came up, and his girlfriend hadn't heard some of them. She was just what?
Who the hell am I living with? He's talking about how he mooned someone, but he spread his butt cheeks so they could see into his butthole. And she goes, why would you do that? I was like, so they could see if they could see through his mouth. I'm like, duh. It's like, it's a human telescope. Oh, she literally was like, that's crazy. And I was like, that to us, it's just Brandon. But to her, she was like, what?
Oh,
oh, it was great. So
that was great to witness vicariously.
I got to look up with him soon.
Yeah. My last wine. I've been working through The Sopranos. I just finished it last night. Fantastic show. Spoilers. But I have had the worst like fixin' for a cannoli. And my wine is, it is impossible to make good pastries at home. The amount of complications of a pastry recipe is incredible. I looked up a cannoli recipe. It was like 8 hours and you needed like $70 in like baking supplies. I was like, what the fuck is this?
And you know what, Harley? You needed love. And that's hard sometimes.
It's hard.
Yeah. You know, I will say though, baking.
When you're $70 in and baking. It's hard to
True.
Dude, when you spend money on ingredients and you're like, it's all high pressure. The entire every scoop, you're like, I'll read a recipe 700 times if I've spent money on the ingredients. I'm like, quarter cup, quarter cup, quarter cup. And then I pour it. And I'm like, oh fuck. I think that was more.
Yeah.
Dude, baking is tough too.
We got Annie had sent us like one of those HelloFresh coupons or whatever. So I got like four meals for, it was $14. It was like stupid to not order it. Well, they sent all of the wrong directions for like the recipes. So we just got bags of
chicken cordon bleu.
So I was just like fucking free balling it with all these ingredients and like, all right, well, do this. So it's been pretty funny. And we canceled the subscription.
I would hope. What did you give me one example of a package that like, what were the directions versus what were the ingredients?
Dude, it was like, so the bag would say like, Dijon dill, like chicken and potatoes. And then we'd get like shrimp scampi directions. And I'm like, what?
Dude, you pulled it out and it's like, marinate the shrimp. And you looked on and you're like, what the fuck is all this stuff?
And so I ordered it like 2 weeks prior. Cause I'm like, oh, it'll deliver the day after my birthday. Like they'll be perfect. Like we'll have some fresh food. We don't have to go grocery shopping, whatever. Well, it comes and Anna starts digging through it and she goes, there's two pork recipes and a shrimp recipe. I don't like pork and shrimp has been giving me like the irks lately. So she's like, so I could maybe eat the chicken meal. And I was like, fuck, dude. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have ordered this, but like, I couldn't remember. And then she starts digging through the bags and then it was like, we were okay. But I was like, oh man, HelloFresh almost got me two bones, dude.
Yeah. Dude, you almost went two bones deep. She's like, oh, I'm glad. Dude. I'm glad I don't eat pork. I just don't know why you ordered that. You're like, I didn't. It's
two out of the four major meals. Pork
chops and pork this.
I got pork BBQ, pork sliders. banh mi.
Harley, an additional wine to that is like, I can't watch a show without taking on the culture of the show. Like I watched Game of Thrones and all I wanted was like fresh fruit and a big turkey leg. Like I was like such a little pig boy for like everything I watch. Or like I watch like a lot of like when I watched The Bear, I got obsessed with wanting to cook good food and like fancy sandwiches and fancy stuff. It's like, it's so hard not to get in on it.
Yeah.
We're impressionable creatures.
We really are. Yeah. The cannoli fix is in.
Are you a cannoli guy though? I'm not a huge cannoli guy.
The last time I had one, I was indifferent to it, but I feel like, you know, Sopranos changes a man. I feel like I'm going to enjoy it now.
That's true. I think you like it.
Harley came over wearing a collared shirt and a chain on Friday.
A bowling shirt.
He grabbed me by the back of my neck and kissed me on my cheek.
This is Mima's recipe for socks.
He kept double slapping people's cheeks. Just, I fucking love you. You're a good boy.
Is this Nona's recipe?
Just you're a good boy.
Good boy. Hayden's making a pizza.
You're making the pizza.
Nice to see you.
I threw down. I'm not gonna lie to you. I kind of got my pizza right where I want. I'm in the Q zone right now. I'm making za. I go nuts in the paint, dude. I will feed the Ketchup Boys a batch of za that will knock their socks off.
Love it. Ketchup Boys pizza and Rock Band night.
It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge. Father Steubing is not allowed to cook any of the pizzas. I don't trust. He's been preemptively fired from my kitchen. I will be handling the oven.
Absolutely. You're in. Kidding.
All right. Boys, we did it.
We did it.
We did it. 2.5 podcasters. Harley was half out because of his bones this week.
I'm kidding. 2.5 because he's 2.5 bones deep.
Two and a half bones deep. There it is. Final thoughts. Harley, why don't you give us a little final thoughts?
Final thoughts. One bone. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If you didn't know, sugar gliders are social creatures, and they certainly are. You shouldn't forget that. That's all I got for you. We miss you, Nate. Come back.
Yeah, Nate, come back, please. Matt, have fun at your... Yeah, never mind. I've realized that's Patreon. Matt, go ahead. Final thoughts.
If you're in trouble with your lady, text your boys on a scale of 1 to 5 bones. If you're at 6, all you can do is pray.
Yeah.
See you guys.
My final thoughts. Snow Dogs, an aphrodisiac of a movie. Nothing gets me hornier than a dead husky. This has been the Tuesday Ketchup, and you're all caught up. 1, 2, 3.
Dude, have any of you guys watched the Please Don't Destroy movie yet?
No, I'm going. We watched the Mario Brother movie last night because we're having a collective couple anxiety attack. And I said, all right, I'm vetoing anything serious tonight. We need something silly. So we got high and watched the Mario movie. And it, like, at one point, Lucy grabbed my hand and squeezed it. And she goes, I'm so glad we're doing this.
Well, that's so good.
Killing me. I was like, yeah, dude. Hey, by the way, the Mario movie, fucking ripped, dude.
I saw it. It was pretty good.
I was going to say, I saw it too, but it was like in the background. So I like don't really know.
From a pure, I needed something light, fluffy, nostalgic. Especially as someone who played, like, I played all the Mario games on the GameCube, on that. Mm-hmm. Like, I was really into it. Like, Mario, there's like the one where he does all the painting and stuff. Like, they nodded to every major game, and I was all about it. Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong kind of lost me. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Yeah.
They should have had The Rock.
Yes, dude. Shut up, bitch. Can you smell what Donkey Kong's cooking?
That was so good.